Where exactly are we talking to you from?
I'm in Richardson Hall at Queen's University. It's the building that houses the principal's office and several other Queen's offices.
And why would you be hanging out in administration offices as opposed to the student union right now?
We're occupying the hallways of the principal's office because he intends to deregulate tuition of arts and sci undergraduate programs, which will lead to inaccessible education to the children of parents who earn less than others.
And is this something that directly impacts you, or are you fearful that you're not going to be able to pay for your education if they deregulate tuition?
Whether I'm able to pay for it or not, I'm certain that I will one way or another be able to go to university. I'm not quite as worried about myself as I am about my fellow students. I'm in high school right now. So.
And how many other high schoolers are there with you?
There's two or three here right now. There's probably 20 or 30 from my school alone who are involved.
And Mike, can you pass me along to someone else who might be able to speak about deregulation and exactly what that is?
Certainly. Just a moment. Yeah. Thanks a lot. Here you go.
Hi there.
Hello?
Hi. Who's this?
This is Anne-Marie.
Are you a high school or university student?
No, I'm a fourth-year French honors at Queen's.
I was just talking to Mike on the phone, and he had mentioned that a lot of this occupation last week and what's happening today is primarily been instigated by deregulation policies that the principal has advocated for there.
Yeah, the principal submitted to the government, the Ontario government, the Pathfinder Project, which asks for arts and science to be deregulated at Queen's as almost like a guinea pig for other Ontario universities, and obviously students all across campus have reacted to it, and last year reacted to it by having a referendum where 91% of students, arts and science students, voted against deregulation, and then we had the occupation last week and this today.
And what is deregulation exactly? Can you explain that for our listeners out there?
Yeah, deregulation involves, right now in Ontario, there's a regulated 2% increase of tuition fees per year. Deregulation would say that you would, the university would no longer have to oblige by that 2% and could increase tuition fees by whatever percentage they felt fit to match their budget. Become, I mean, more like an American privatized university in sorts.
And this, what kind of repercussions do you think this would bring for the university community if they did deregulate and not put a cap on tuition cost?
Many repercussions, mostly that at the university itself, the accessibility is reduced to students. It also creates an unfair playing field for all universities. If you have one university where you're paying $6,000 a year, another way you're paying $4,000 a year, you're not playing with the same, you can't offer the same resources at all universities. Also for the alumni of, let's say, Queen's, where it's been deregulated, you're projecting an image that the alumni of the regulated university, that were at the university when it was regulated, an image that they might not want to be associated with. So, I mean, they go on and on.
Can you pass me along to someone else who might be able to comment about this in relationship to other student activism?
Yep.
Thanks.
Okay, do you want to
talk to
this relates to other student activists?
Hello?
Hi there. Who's this?
My name's Matt Silburn.
I'm wondering if you can address out there for listeners who are thinking, oh, this is just another, you know, student action about student politics. It doesn't really affect me.
Well, I'd start off with saying that I'm not a student. I work here in Kingston and am inspired by the students here taking action against deregulation. That it's the same struggle as privatizing healthcare, which Eleanor Kaplan has said this week that you know she's quite ready to do. It's the same struggle as privatizing water and hydro, which is all happening in Ontario. And each one of those things alone is like an incredible blow to the working people of the province, but and to the rest of the country too. It's happening all over. And but put them all together, and you know our veritable lives are being sold out from underneath us.
Well, we had a lot of coverage last week about BC and the things that were happening out there in Vancouver and British Columbia as a whole.
Right.
And this is connected, you think?
Well, sure. It's all part of a neoliberal agenda to sell off the public sector, you know, sell it off for a fraction of its real value, and sell it off to private companies to, you know, who are going to rake in money for like a few shareholders, and the rest of us, you know, the public who public services are supposed to serve, get left in the cold. And that's quite literal, left in the cold. You know, when hydro gets deregulated, people's electricity prices and heating prices are going to skyrocket through the roof. And like you think, if we've seen a problem with eviction and homelessness in Ontario, wait till the deregulation of Ontario Hydro comes through in you know this spring. It's a real blow. And I think we need to see some people in Ontario stand up against the privatization of healthcare and firmly, right from the start, say they are in solidarity with the students here at Queen's. They're at the forefront of an important movement that's happening around the world.
Hey, Matt, thanks so much for your comments. Is there another student that I can speak with?
I believe there is one more person. One sec.
Thanks.
Hello.
Hi there. Who's this?
Alisa Winhues.
Nice. How long have you been at the occupation there at Queen's?
Today.
Just today?
And Well, today it's just a one-day occupation.
And then there was some occupying last week in the same building?
Yes, there was, in the office, actually. This time we're just occupying the entrances to the upstairs offices.
And what is the response to the administration, Ben? Are they really ready to renegotiate this deregulation that they were moving so fast on?
Actually, it's been rather disappointing. Last week when there was a five-day occupation of Legis office, the only negotiation we had was about using the washroom. So it was a bit disappointing in that sense. Yeah, and there hasn't been any negotiation today, so.
And what do you expect the administration to do? If they're not responding to these occupations, are the students going to have to up the ante on them?
I'm not sure. We are going to continue with our occupations. This is occupation number two. We will continue with our occupations, and they may need to escalate. At this point, it's nonviolent. So, yeah, and I would hope it would continue to be nonviolent and that we won't have to escalate our action.
One of the things that was issued in a communique that was sent out last Wednesday, January 16th, stated, we call on all high school students, university students, and opponents to neoliberalism across Ontario to join us in the struggle against tuition deregulation by disrupting the administrations of university campuses until these administrations are truly accountable. And so I'm wondering now, is this something that's going to extend across all of the provinces, or are you going to maintain this kind of disruption just within Ontario?
Actually, we've had an incredible amount of support from schools across the country, organizations across the country, and even outside the country. We've had responses from Sweden and from Spain, and those have been basically support, whether it was financial or whether it was just, you know, in solidarity, writing to us and emailing us and phoning us. And there's also been support in terms of channeling our message to the media, as well as to contacting Leggett and contacting Dean Silverman, Dean of Arts and Science, and things like that. So that has been an incredible amount of support. There's an incredible amount of support in that sense. And also, there are plans for solidarity actions by the different universities in Ontario and also all the way across Canada. If you didn't know, February 6th is the National Day of Action, working towards a tuition freeze in all faculties in all universities. So that is going to be a national day of action. So we're pushing for that day. We're working towards that day right now,
and you're
all
calling,
across the country.
And you're calling for university and high school students to do some kind of action on February 6th to mark that day?
Definitely, yes. And there has been a solidarity action by Trent. They occupied the principal's office for a day, I believe, last week. So, yeah, Trent has been very supportive, and I believe other universities are planning actions as well.
Well, can you help our listeners out there? Where can they go to get more information about the February 6th action, as well as any updates on your situation, or who can they call to voice support for what you're doing there?
They can, to contact, to find out about February 6th, it's the Canadian Federation of Students that's organizing that. So if they go to their, if they can find Canadian Federation of Students, CFS, probably on the internet, or if the Canadian Federation of Students represents their student faculties or whatever, then they can contact them to find out about February 6th. Find out about us, then they can contact, I believe the email address is deregulation@hotmail.com. That's to show support for our particular actions. But, yeah.
All right. Well, thanks so much, and good luck to you there.
Thank you very much.